What's going on, everybody? Partial Artist, and I'm back with a drive time right now. This episode may be on my feed. It may never hear the light of day. I honestly don't know. But I've got a long drive. I shouldn't say a long drive, but I got a drive ahead of me at about 3 in the morning right now. So this would be a good way for me to stay awake, stay conscious and cognizant as to not die on the way home. Just had to drop my wife off at the airport. It's about an hour drive. Should be able to knock it out in about 45 minutes, hopefully. But yeah, man, just threw my phone on record. Don't worry, it's hands-free. It's sitting in my lap, so I'm not even touching my phone. And we're recording, and hopefully it sounds good. And like I said, you may hear this, maybe you won't. Maybe someday my locals will pop off, and I'll give a... Locals is like a Patreon for people who don't know. And... yeah, you could get that content there. So maybe I'll do that. Who knows, man? Who knows? I might just throw it up. I know I keep making new segments. Like, I got the horror segment. I've got fucking the fighting segment. And I got the regular podcast. Now I got drive time. Dude, I'm going to have a 1,000 segments. But why not, man? It's my show. Why not? It's kind of nice driving on these empty-ass roads like this. And the weather's really not too bad. Unlike in Texas, and I got a lot of family down there, it's where I'm from, and my sister definitely got fucked up, her whole house is destroyed, my dad got his issues fixed, my grandparents' house is pretty fucked, so I was thinking, I know I don't have too many listeners, but I was thinking something we could do, not for my family specifically, it wouldn't go to them, it would just go to, I mean it could, if that would be what would like to be made, it can be discussed, but I was thinking I could sell for people who'd be interested, and I could do it, maybe make some custom merch or something such as that, where all the proceeds will go to, and maybe there's a charity down there who's helping, or a foundation who's helping down there to raise money for what's going on. There's got to be some way we can put money, so if people who are listening, it could be something that, if y'all are interested, definitely email me or get on my Discord and message me about if you would find that as something that you would want to do. I can either make it merch I already have, or maybe make something custom, or just something to that effect. We could raise some money for people down there, get some homes. I know a lot of people, not even just in Texas, but around the country, have been fucked. So maybe there is a means of being able to help people with that. And if we only had 5 people do it, but we raised $50 or $100 or whatever it is, I mean, that's still a great start and a great cause to get behind. So if that's something y'all be interested in, let me know and we can figure out a way to raise money, because I know a lot of my friends and family have been affected, and you always see these natural disasters, and so every now and then, you know, we get hurricanes and shit that happen every couple years that are pretty devastating and stuff, but you see earthquakes, tsunamis, other tornadoes and all that shit, and it never hits close to your home, and then shit hits home, so just kind of like kind of crazy, shit can happen, but things are starting, at least for my family, look up, but I know other people got it worse down there, so if we can raise some money for that, that would be awesome. So let me know what y'all think about that idea. I was thinking about it on the way up here. But dude, it's crazy to think, I prepared so hard for the winter being up living in the Northwest because I don't live here, and I came from Texas, and maybe this whole thing is my fault. Because I used to always tell people, they'd be like, dude, I don't fuck with the cold up here, man. Like, the coldest I ever saw back home was 30 degrees. Like, 25, 30 degrees, maybe, you know. And it never really got colder than that. And then the first time I experienced, like, negative degrees or 9 degrees, I was like, holy shit, man. And then I came up here, and this is my first winter to experience up in Northwest. And I was thinking it was going to be wild, and it really hadn't been that bad, other than like one weekend, like last weekend. And I keep saying, dude, I wish I was in Texas. It wouldn't be this fucking cold up down there, dude. I remember having Christmas with shorts on and all kinds of shit. And then look at it now. It's like, what I thought the winter was going to be here is what the winter is down there. So that's kind of ironic. I hope I didn't, hope I'm not the catalyst for all this. The Lord's like, here's some fucking karma irony for you. Boof. But one thing, dude, I can't get behind on in the Northwest. The scenery is beautiful. But the highway system, dude, people just go 55 on the fucking highway. Like, it's casual. And that's crazy. Because where I'm from, if you get on fucking 610 or 45 trying to mainline 55 the whole way, you're going to get run the fuck over. I'm going 65 right now and blowing by people. It's crazy. There's speed limits over here on 5 that just say 50 miles an hour on the highway. Like, dude, that's nuts. I don't see how people are getting fucked up. I know heading out to my dad's house, the speed limit is 75. And out here, 55 on the highway. 60 on the highway. It's crazy. I feel like I'm, like, wicked speeding all the time. In reality, I'm not. I mean, I guess technically I am, but I'm going 65, which doesn't seem that ridiculous. It is pretty out here, though. It is pretty. I want to go back to Texas. I will go back to Texas someday, but it is pretty out here, and it is a unique landscape. Very pretty landscape. I've never been one for travel, though, dude. I don't like traveling. I like being home, because what's up with... Like, traveling's cool, I guess, but at the same time, I don't care enough. I know what I like and what I want to do. I don't need to go somewhere else. Go to New York. It's got the best food. Oh, I can get a burger at home that I know I like. Or go see this. Go to this landmark. Oh, what? It's a crazy museum? What? Someone lived there? Oh, my God. Dang, I got to go see this. Like, nah. Like, it's... I don't know. I just don't give a shit about traveling. Everything I want is where I'm at. If that makes sense. I'd rather be home. I know where shit's at. I can do what I want. I know what I want. I'm a pretty simple person. Even as a kid, I didn't really like going places. As a kid, I used to get this weird emotional thing where I would be driving around in like Tennessee to go visit my grandparents or something. Or Kentucky or Mississippi. Because I had never left the South until 2 years ago. A year and a half. Until I moved up here, I'd never left the South before. And I used to always see, like, kids that were my age, 7, 8, 9, whatever how old I was. And I would get this weird sadness where I was like, man. And maybe it kind of, like, it helped stem where I enjoy psychology, maybe, and looking at people and why they feel the way they do, is I used to always sit and see these kids and be like, man, that sucks. They're going to have their own lives, and I'm never going to know them. Like, everyone has their own life, and that's weird. As a kid, I was thinking that's so strange to think that they have their own life, and they don't even know I exist. Like, and I don't... And other than seeing them through this window, I don't know they exist. And I will never know anything that goes on in their life, ever. I won't know when someone is born, when they get married, when someone dies, what pain they're going through, what happiness they're going through. I'll never know. And they'll never know mine. And that's like, it made me have this, I guess you wouldn't call it emotional, because I wasn't necessarily sad, like, oh, I don't get to be friends with them. I'm so sad I can't have them as a friend. It was more like an existential realizing of, like, the world is small, is fucking vast, and you're a very small part of it. And you don't matter to everybody else. Like, the problems I'm going through in life, whatever they may be, whenever they may be, like, shit I have to deal with my wife and medical stuff, or my family in Texas and what they're going through, or whatever the case may be, to someone in fucking Utah who doesn't even know I exist. Every great thing I've done, every horrible thing I've done, everything, they haven't, it doesn't even matter on their planet, which is nuts. I don't know. I think just as a kid, that was when I realized. I can remember the moment too. We were just driving, and I can still see it, where there was these two kids just playing basketball, and I remember looking at them and getting sad. I was sad. I was like, dude, I'll never know anything about their life more than this. And if I do, like, let's say they become famous or something, and I know who they are, I'll never know that's who they were, so it won't even matter. But like those kids in that moment, like, snapped me into something where I was like, oh my god, you're not important. In a weird, you're important to you who you're important to. But other than that, you're not important. Even to the biggest stars, man. If you're a big time athlete or this or that or actor, there's people in the world who have no fucking clue who you are. So there might be a lot of people in America and UK and Australia and whoever that know you. But there's people who have no fucking clue who you are. Dude, think about, like, I don't watch baseball. I don't care for baseball. So if the biggest star in the MLB, like, I'll just name names I've heard. Like, if Jose Altuve or whatever the fuck his name is walked in, I almost dated myself. I was like, if fucking Craig Biggio and Jeff Bagwell were to walk in a room right now, I would not know who the fuck they are. I would have no idea. I would know Andy Pettit because he lived, I could see his house from my house. That's about it. I could tell you what he looks like. Other than that, I have no. And Pete Rose. I could tell you what Pete Rose looks like if I saw him in front of me. But to somebody, they love baseball. That's their fucking hero. They could tell you whoever that is. Whereas if fucking Tim Elliott, the UFC flyweight, walked into a room, I would know who he is. And I'd be like, holy shit, that's Tim Elliott. But other people would be like, it's just a guy. It's just a person. And so they're not, I wouldn't say they're mega superstars or whatever, but they're definitely famous to somebody because we know them. Now think of someone who's ridiculously famous. Matthew McConaughey. I was going to say Tom Hanks, as if people are just fucking on their knees begging for Tom Hanks. Kanye, Kim Kardashian, all these people. There's people out there who do not know who they are. No fucking clue. There's countries with no internet, no TV, no nothing, where they don't. Kim Kardashian could roll up and they'd have no fucking clue who they are whatsoever. With their fame and wealth would mean they would not know. And that's nuts. That's nuts. So think about when you're not famous, how little people. And it's not like a narcissistic thing where I'm thinking, no, people need to know who I am. It was just a realization of, holy shit, people don't know who you are. So your problems aren't as big as you think, because your problems only matter to the 10 or 12 people who are close to you, or to however many people. And even then, it's probably really only close to one or two, you know? Like, if you got good parents and a good spouse, you know, and you got other family to support you to if whatever issues you're through, but to think that they're sitting there thinking constantly about the problems you're going through. For example, my sister with her fucked up house, it's completely destroyed. I think about it, I'm trying to help, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to work, I'm still taking my wife to the airport, I still have to do all of these things and check my own boxes. I'm thinking about her. I'm going to do what I can to help. But it's not my frontline priority in my life. So your frontline priorities really only affect and only matter to you and your spouse to a point. But even then, she's got her own life too. Obviously, you're one, so you have a lot of joint issues. But there's certain things that your spouse is doing that you aren't. Same thing with my parents. My parents love the shit out of me. They're obviously thinking about my well-being, But sometime during the day, they're doing what they're doing, and I gotta go to work. I gotta fix this. I gotta build that. I gotta whatever. So you're kind of like you're the only one in your store like who genuinely gives a fuck. So now outside of your close friends and family, that you're like you're nothing. Like coworkers on down, you're just kind of like you're there. You know, it's weird. It's weird. Not a narcissistic thing. Not like I want people. I'm not an ego thing. The world should know me. It was just an awakening of this world is small, dude. You gotta get your shit going. You can't. Your problems don't matter to everybody. So deal with your shit. As a kid, I had a lot of deep thoughts as a kid. Like I remember questioning God as a kid, way too early. I was like 7 or 8. I don't know. I was just very inquisitive. I had a lot of deep questions to ask back then. But kept it interesting. This got really fucking deep. I did not mean to. I'm literally just trying to stay awake. And I don't know, it's like a therapy session every time I get in the car, dude. My drive times would just be therapies. So I always had this idea for James from the Eclecticide Podcast. If you didn't listen to the Eclecticide Podcast, he hasn't made episodes in a long time. And he probably won't now because his shit just got fucked. He had some really good episodes, interviews. Funny guy. He's been on this podcast before. You can check him out on here. James Purrier. He's got some really funny episodes and stuff like that. And I don't know what I was about to say about him. I just forgot. I forgot. God damn it. I was just rambling. What was I just talking about? It said James, Eclecticide, podcast, fucking, I have no clue. That's the end of that thought. That's the end of that. I do not know what I was about to talk about. Shit. Okay. Great. Fantastic. Sound like Chael Sonnen. Okay, great. Drive time. Oh! So I had this idea for him because I used to work for him for about 4 years. And 3 years, 4 years, something like that. I always said, because I know how long the commute to work lasts, I was like, it was an hour to work, or I would say 35, 40 minutes to work because we go so early in the morning. Then with traffic, it's probably an hour 10, hour 30, somewhere in there. Just depending on how much traffic you catch every single day. So I know that time he is alone. There's no one in the car going to or from work. During the day, he's got people in a work truck. During lunch, he's got people in his work truck, obviously. And I always told him, I was like, he'd say, you know, I don't have time to record a podcast and do what I need to do. Because I know I got kids and a wife and all this. And you're going to get, you know how it is. You get home from work, it's 5 o'clock. You got other shit you got to take care of. You got practices to go to and you're just exhausted. Whatever, when the weekend comes, you got all your weekend to-do lists and everything. So I was like, man, I think the prime thing for you, because he is one of the funniest people I've ever met off the cuff. Like, just thinking off the top of his head and saying shit, he comes up with some ridiculous thoughts and ideas, and they're fucking funny and very entertaining. I always said, you need to set up, you need to, because he used to be an audio engineer. He went to school to be an audio engineer. Everything he does, he knows audio. His podcast would sound crisp. I said, you need to mic up your car and your truck to where you could kind of, it's not recording just through a phone speaker like me. Maybe have like a lapel mic or some setup and do a podcast. You can do your Eclecticide or whatever you call it, but I always say you should just call it Drive Time and do a podcast and you could record every day just talking shit out, rambling, whatever you want to talk about. And you could literally upload every fucking day. You could record when you want and upload it, compile it together at the end of the week, break it into segments. Maybe one day you could talk about sports, next day you could talk about comics, next day you could. So I think you have a lot of, you have so much time. You have 2 hours, essentially 2 hours of your day wait sitting where you're not doing anything. You can either listen to music or podcasts, or you could make one. And I always thought that was such a good idea. And I don't do that because I don't ever have a long enough drive anywhere. my normal route is going to take me 10, 15 minutes every day. So that really doesn't change. And I already do other podcasts where I just kind of talk about shit. But I have it scheduled in. I don't have as many. I have as many commitments, but it's not the same commitments that I have to do in my life. So I'm able to be more flexible with my time and record what I need to record and take my time to do what I need to do. So I don't have to worry about that. But as far as time management, I always thought that was such a good idea. And anyone who wants that idea, fucking try it. Let me know how it goes. It sounds interesting. Man, 18-wheelers are fucking nuts. I would not want to drive 18-wheelers. I just feel like it would be annoying. People aren't, like, letting you over. Parking that bitch. Imagine doing deliveries in major cities, like New York City or something. That sounds fucking terrible. I wouldn't want to do that. If I was single, dude, and they had a job where you drove, like, normal cars, like, there's got to be, like, let's say you're delivering one car from one place to another, like a rent-a-car or something. I guess maybe Uber could kind of be a thing. But if they had long-haul drives where you just had to drive in a normal car, I could so do that job just across the country. If you had the same job as an 18-wheeler driver but in a regular-sized vehicle, I would do it. I don't know if that's a thing. Maybe that's a thing. Let me know if you know if that's a job. There's got to be someone out there doing it. I mean, there's people online who sell, like, their shit and pubes and piss and cups, and people pay thousands for that. And that's way more. If you came to someone and were like, yo, what do you think is more plausible? Someone paying $5,000 for used underwear, or there being a job where you're like an 18-wheeler driver, but instead you drive commercial vehicles? You'd be like, well, that clearly sounds like a thing. Like, you're like a taxi. You're like, no, it's just long-haul driving, but in like a Sonata. You'd go, versus someone selling their own puke in a cup? Yeah, versus someone selling their own puke in a cup. I'm going to have to take the driving is probably the most practical. Because there's no way I can imagine someone flossing their teeth with someone's used thong, you know? But people are doing that. And I'm not king-shaming, I'm just saying. On the spectrum of things that should be things, I think that it would sooner be a thing that there's a job opportunity where I could do that. One fucking exit away, man. One exit away. I always get stuck in this weird roundabout, and there's always these homeless people sitting there. I talked about the ones doing magic and shit. That stuff was wild. I haven't seen them lately. I guess they're a traveling show. This car makes so much road noise. I need to get a new car. I need to go buy a pre-owned. I found a sweet Astro van for like $2,000 that had low miles on it. And I thought about buying it and not telling my wife. Like, dude, I found a new car, low miles, $2,000. Well maintained, it's gonna be perfect. She'd be like, oh my god, I'd be like, it's outside for you. And she'd go outside thinking some like, oh my god, he got me like a little Civic or a Sonata. I can't wait to personalize it with my own little car thing and be my own woman and have my own car, and it's mine, and I can make it how I want. And I'm gonna have all of the floor mats and whatever the fuck she decors her car with. And it's just a fucking sweet van. Just a sweet ass van. That would be amazing. It was a good deal, for real though. If I was single, that I would have probably purchased it. Like, if I needed a reliable vehicle, I would have purchased it. It was such a crazy low miles and crazy cheap. I don't know. They must have, like, I don't know why it was so cheap and long. It was new. Like, it was a newer van. It was cheap. There must have been like a weird underground sex ring going on in that van or something, and they just auctioned it off for cheap. Which, I got no shame in it. I need a vehicle, alright? I need a vehicle. So it's not... Yeah, some people got fucked in that van. But I'm not gonna get fucked into a shitty car deal with a shitty price. Some people might have got fucked in that van, but I'm not gonna get fucked buying a used car. I'm gonna get the best deal I can find, brother. Scotty Sliz coming at you. I just sounded like a fucking chain smoker. That's not who Scotty Sliz is, the wrestler dude. I'm the fucking wrestler. Hope y'all got silky nuts, by the way. I didn't even touch on that. Hope y'all's nuts are silky. Hope your slizzes are silky. Hope you got soft slizzes and silky nuts. Scotty Sliz, man. Hot wrestler of the game. Hot wrestler of the game. I need to become a wrestler. I love watching that CM Punk documentary. That's not the right term. I love watching that CM Punk documentary, watching him build a completely underground wrestling. We touch on... For a dude who doesn't watch wrestling, we talk about it a lot on here. Seeing him go and start an entire wrestling organization in his backyard that grossed like 1,000 people at an event is crazy and so inspiring. And to see people like that, I love seeing people like that who make DIY shit that grows. And I mean, I've started my own fight team years ago, and it grew, and it had what I would consider, for me, personal success. On the grand scheme, for other people, maybe not so much, but I had personal success, had victories, I tried it, I succeeded at what I wanted to do, and I can't wait to do it again, and I was on track to do it again, up in the next month or so. I was going to get back to having my gym open up and doing one up here and figuring it out, but some medical stuff going on with my family, had to move some funds over to that, and then that kind of put a damper in the money I had raised up for that specific thing. But seeing CM Punk or punk bands and stuff, that whole attitude, like punk music, I listen to hardcore and metal music and all that stuff, like new hardcore, not traditional hardcore like Minor Threat and shit like that. At the time I was probably like 14 on, and around 16, 17 is when I started listening to like straight hardcore punk, like fucking 7 Seconds, Minor Threat, Black Flag, all the traditional ones where I started. But then, you know, you just start going down the line. Bad Brains, I really like Bad Brains. And once I got in the, I liked the culture more than, not the ridiculous culture where, like, I was never, like, the big fuck authority anarchy. I mean, at one point I was a stupid teenager and was like, fucking anarchy, dude. And then I got older and I was like, oh, yeah, that's dumb. But I liked, the thing that appealed to me the most wasn't, I wasn't some outcast, to be completely honest, in school. Like, a lot of punk kids are an outcast or whatever. I was well known. I didn't hang out with the popular kids, but I hung out with everybody. I was, like, the class clown. I never felt in that category of left out and awkward. I was friends with everybody. I didn't have any issues. I didn't get bullied. Everything was cool. So that aspect, I know a lot of people merge to the punk thing because they feel like outsiders. I never felt like that. The thing that appealed to me is I've always had this mindset of I'm doing what I want to do the way I want to do it, and I'm going to get it done how I want to do it regardless. It does not matter. And I've always had that mindset. If I want something, I make it how I make it. And it might not make it, but I'm creating it. I'm doing it. If I want something and it's not there, I'm creating it myself. And I'm chasing whatever goal I want. Hence why I started my own team. Hence why I started my own podcast. Hence why I've started whatever I've created in life. It's because I've hit a point where I'm like, I'm going to make it how I want this. And that kind of is where my creation, my love for creating started. But that mentality, it's the same reason, dude. I remember coming out of high school, I had a family friend. He was a pilot. Like in the ports is a big thing in Houston, working in the ports. And to be a pilot would be driving a boat back and forth and cargo and whatnot. And he offered to pay for my full college to go do this job. I'd come out of college making over 6 figures. And dude, college is not for me, nor was that job, but I had it lined up and it's the perfect, like, if I would have done that, dude, I would be making a fucking killing right now. But it's not what I wanted to do. And no matter how many people told me you should do this, this is a great opportunity for you. And on paper it is. But especially at the time when I was 17, 18, it was like no, I'm not doing that because that's not what I want to do. And I'm not going to college because that's not what I want to do. And I'm going to make this fighting dream work because that was the forefront. And I still have my dreams in that aspect as far as like legit achievements of what I want has changed. It's not the same goals. I still have goals in competing and fighting that I want to achieve in life. But they're not as high up as where they used to be, especially at that time. And there was no talking me out of it. And I knew that's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to chase that. And I wanted to go to work and be independent. My goal was, I want to be able to take care of myself. I'm 18. I don't need to be at home. I don't need to have my dad pay for me or my mom pay for me anymore. I'm done. So I just turned it down. I was like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm going to figure it out my own way. I'm going to get my own job. I'm going to get my own apartment. I had my own apartment a couple of months after I got out of high school. I was completely self-sufficient. And I was like, if I can't make it on my own, I'm not going to do it. If I can't support it myself, I'm not doing it. I'm making it how I want it. And that's what I did. And on paper, I could have taken that job and been well off right now. And my life would be totally different. But coming out of high school, and that's just been my mentality my whole life, is I was like, nope, if I can't do it myself, and not in a selfish way, like I won't accept, I don't want anyone. I'm fucking blocking everyone out. No, it's not like that. But I'm not going to sit at my dad's, have my college paid for, not and work some shitty job and live at home. I was like, no, dude, I'm 18. I'm able-bodied. I'm going to work. Whatever money I make, if I want to go, I'll save up and I'll get it myself. But I'm not having people pay my way. I'm not having people do my shit for me. If I want it, I'm making it. And that's the end of it. And that's where CM Punk really inspired me. But I'm home, dude. I just parked. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning right now. Hopefully this came out well. If it did, I'm literally just going to upload it right now. And I'll make it a separate segment. If it didn't, oh well. It'll be a bonus content for later. But if you listened, I appreciate it. It's 4 o'clock. I need to go and get some sleep so I can get ready for work in a couple hours. So yeah, dude, check out my Discord, Partial Artist. It'll be linked down below. Check out my website. You can email me. If y'all are interested about donating to a charity to help the people around the country with the power outages, let me know. I'll try to make some custom merch. Something worth the while, you know. And we'll donate all the proceeds to that if that's something y'all are interested in. If y'all like these drive time segments, let me know. They'd be shorter, but I'll do them if people want to hear them. As of today, you'll be hearing the Friday Night Frights, the inaugural episode, and more of that to come. Fights this Saturday, so be on the lookout. But dude, thank y'all for the support. This little extra episode, I hope y'all enjoy it. I'm exhausted. Thanks for keeping me awake and not letting me die. Peace.